This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. You know my next guest's work, even if you don't know his name. He has appeared in hundreds of movies and TV shows through the years, from MASH to Alien to Contact, most recently in TED. He was on the CBS drama Picket Fences for 5 years, and now he is the man behind the Red Badge Project, which helps out our wounded warriors who come home with PTSD and other problems. His name is Tom Skerritt. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hello, Paul. Thank you.
I have been a big fan of yours through many, many movies through the years, and just looking over your career from your first film project in War Hunt to playing Viper in Top Gun to now playing General Grant in Field of Lost Shoes, lots of military roles over the years. Did that have a connection to you setting up this charity, the Red Badge Project?
The Red Badge Project really came out of a school we started here in Seattle 10 years ago, just try to renew and refresh this whole approach to filmmaking, which was just simply how to tell a good story. And we've been turning out students that have written back almost 100% say that that experience has changed their life. The self-realization that you get through learning how to express yourself through words is what we took down to these vets at Fort Lewis here. There's 500 PTS vets transitioning into civilian life, and we're taking small groups and giving them themselves through learning about something about themselves that they never otherwise would have realized, how creative they can be.
So when you work with them on telling stories, I know a lot of guys who have come home from Iraq and Afghanistan have been reticent to tell stories about their experiences in these wars. Do they open up for you?
This is not really about telling the stories about the war. This is about how everything we do impacts how we live our lives. What we are is just nothing more than our experiences. So our whole approach is pure, just completely positive. Telling them, reassuring them, and reinforcing and empowering them with a sense of self-purpose through just finding a part of themselves that they never would otherwise experience. And writing and visual arts is what we're giving them. And always reinforcing it. They're the only ones that are having this experience. And it's unique, it's special, and therefore they are special. And it gives them a little sense of confidence going out into civilian life that they might not otherwise have.
I mentioned in my introduction to you that you're now portraying General Ulysses S. Grant in a movie called Field of Lost Shoes, which is about a Civil War battle that took place in the Shenandoah Valley. When you're playing a historical figure like that, do you do independent research on the person you're playing? Did you have to study up on Ulysses S. Grant, or do you take it from the words on the page?
Well, the words on the page often reflect the research by the writers themselves. But I'd like to have my own take on it. And history has been always an interesting thing for me. Anyway, it's storytelling of another form.
Yep.
And I certainly did some refreshing on Grant when this thing came along, and I found it was this overall script and the role itself was very compelling. It's a good story. It's a good film, and I was just delighted to be a part of it.
I'm curious, when you put on a character like that and you look at yourself in the mirror fully made up and wearing that uniform, does it change you?
Everything we do in life, there isn't anything that doesn't add, not necessarily changes it, it just adds to what we are.
I was, again, looking through the list of movies through the years, and I see that since you started doing your first movie, War Hunt, in 1962, hardly a year has gone by, Tom, in the last 5 decades when you haven't been in a movie or a TV show. More than 40 movies, more than 200 TV episodes. How do you choose what you're going to do?
You know, I went to UCLA to be a film director. And if you're going to be a film director, I felt that, okay, you got to do some theater to know what acting is. You got to write. So I've been a writer I was an English major when I went to UCLA. So one thing led to another. I was doing some theater when I was at UCLA, and someone saw me in it and hired me to be in Warhol. I didn't have an agent. I wasn't looking for work. And then I happened to meet a television director at the same time who hired me to do a television show. And I mentored with this guy as a filmmaker for a couple of years. And then he hired me to do a film he was going to direct, which was called MASH. So I had this good fortune of just falling into these situations of right out of college into a job and mentoring as a filmmaker with Robert Altman.
And making that movie must have been a unique experience because of the way Altman made movies. It was the first movie I can recall seeing with overlapping dialogue. How difficult was that as an actor to do on the set because nobody else was doing it?
Oh, I love that. I knew what he was capable of because I was mentoring with him, and I was probably the only one who really knew his style. And that's the way people talk. What he was going for at the time was he kept sharing with me what his approach was, why he was doing certain things. And this was really intended to be a two-ticket film, loaded enough with enough silliness going on that people are going to buy a second ticket to sort out what they didn't hear. And that's basically what happened. A hugely successful film.
I think it's a movie that even two viewings doesn't give you everything that's in there because there's so much subtle stuff going on behind the scenes.
Well, we had the improv. He didn't get just regular extras. He got improvisational workshop people who realized that the camera was floating, the microphone was. He didn't know whether the camera was going to look at you or not. There were microphones stuck everywhere to pick up whatever might be available to cut into the film that would be very funny, offstage stuff that was going on. So there was an electricity on the set that was created by this energy of knowing that you're a participant. And he always made you feel like a collaborator in his film. So that's something that really makes really empowers an actor or an extra, for that matter.
One of my other favorite roles of yours, Tom, is David Drumlin in Carl Sagan's Contact, where you played opposite Jodie Foster. I don't know if we can call you the villain of the piece, but you're certainly the antagonist in a lot of those scenes. Do you like playing characters like that?
Sure. And you got to have a sense of humor to do it. I used to do this stuff like that, not as well written, but stuff like that in television years ago. You know, the guest bad guy and... if you didn't have a little tongue-in-cheek about some of this stuff, well...
Was Drumlin written to be a little bit more tongue-in-cheek, and you just decided, okay, that's the way I'm going with it?
Oh, no, he was not a particularly... He was somewhat of a humorous scientist guy who took himself far too seriously. And,
yeah. I thought so, too.
We all, at some times, certainly at times, we all take ourselves far too seriously. So the humor is in that, as far as I'm concerned.
Speaking of sense of humor, I really also enjoyed you as Evan Drake in the character arc. I guess it was about a half dozen episodes you did of Cheers in 1987 and 1988. As Rebecca's boss. How did you get that, and what did you think of the experience of doing a three-camera sitcom like that?
Well, I love that live theater feeling that you were on, and you had an audience, and that you had rehearsal, which was unusual in television that you have rehearsal. And we had that, and there was a certain spark that you get out of doing that sort of thing.
And they were already a well-oiled machine, so all you got to do is plug yourself in, and that car is going to go, right?
Oh, yeah. They just took me along for the ride. I was just a backseat driver.
Yeah. All right. When do we expect to see Field of Lost Shoes?
I don't know. They're still putting it together, but I can tell you that it's going to be worth seeing. It's something that's just a wonderful screenplay that everybody was willing to get involved with in a sense that they were telling a good story about a very critical time in America's history.
Well, we'll look forward to that, and also send people who want to find out more about the work you're doing with Wounded Warriors to the website, theredbadgeproject.org. Terrific.
Red Badge Project, right.
Terrific stuff. Tom, a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining me here today.
Sure. Thank you.
Tom Skerritt here with Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.